Okay, so we then end off yesterday on Tesis of Leuchel Adam, the second Tesis. The Tesis told us that the Mishnah said you don't have to eat anything after the ninth hour. You can't eat. You can't eat. And Tesis asked, what's in the gap? You can't eat much for the whole day. Right, your matzah is kasher, you can't eat matzah all day. So taste the teretz roz is referring to matzah shir. Matzah shir is something which you can't be eaten with on Seder night. Something you can't be eaten with on Seder night. So then, you can eat that the whole day. So apart from mincha olamala. From mincha olamala you have to work out your appetite. And therefore from mincha olamala, some of the mincha olamala you should not eat even matzah shir. This is Nagar, we discussed about on Shabbos, and Shabbos falls, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so it's an Indian to have Shabbos Shudas. So Shabbos Shudas is an Indian to have Mezonos, not to have Peris. If you don't have anything else, you have to have Peris, but Indian to have Mezonos. So what are you allowed to eat on Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? So according to Tetzis, you can eat Matzah Shir, you can eat something which you can't be eaten with on Seder night, you can eat that, but only until Samach L'mincha Tana. Only until Samach L'mincha Tana, which is around about 2:30, something around then. From 2:30 on, there's no more mezonos. Right, but that's why we might want to eat Matzah Shir. But truth is bigger for you, heavier is bigger. Are you allowed to eat matzah balls or things like that on Erev Pesach? Those that eat matzah balls on Pesach, I'm sure Major Pesach might be like gebrocht. Those that eat gebrocht on Pesach or Erev Pesach, so you can eat matzah balls. You can eat matzah balls on Erev Pesach until Samoch Lemincha or Lemar. But once you get close to Pesach, you have to cut down your food.
What's the deal with mice? Everybody has Shmur Matzah.
Well, Chatzis Shonim.
And Shabbos came out on the first one, the first night.
And Erev Pesach on a Shabbos, you have Chalitz on Friday night, you have Chalitz on Shabbos day, you burn your chometz, you burn the timbun, pour it out in the bathroom, the thing, and then on around about, either you have fruits, or if you have some type of matzah shir or matzah mevusheles, you can use the cook that kind of even kind of mitzvahs, so I should do that.
And flushes there. Little crumbs, the little thin pieces that they had left over.
Right. Yeah. That is another discussion. So the point was that was regarding to matzah shir and cooked matzah. Yesterday, so I mentioned what about stolen matzah, or I mentioned what about non-shmur matzah, matzah which a goy made. So interesting, Marshal discusses that. Marshal's at the back. I'll just read it to you. Rashi discusses and he says, "Guadin, so much of the ikma, mistake shall go in, because of said we're speaking about non-shmur matzah, which you can't be yitzer or mitzvah with those matzahs. The halacha is the matzah has to be shmur, so you can't be yitzer with it. So because it's spoken about that, the Eish Lechali says, Mashal, maybe it would make a difference. The matzah shir, lav tam matzahs mitzvah hu." The reason why we're not allowed to have matzah on Erev Pesach is we want to make sure, we don't want to be like impulsive. We're already having the matzah which we're meant to be having in the night time, we're already having it earlier on. So it says Mashal that it's not dafka matzah which you can be with kind of mitzvah with, but rather anything which has the same taste as the matzah which you can be kind of mitzvah with, you can't eat on Erev Pesach. So that's what he wants to say. The matzah she'elam tam matzah's mitzvah. But sorry, matzah inkin betigas shal goyim to tam matzah is to taste the matzah. And therefore you can't eat the non-shmur matzah on Erev Pesach, which is very, very negeah, because the frat people who get hungry and they want to eat things in Erev Pesach, and you don't have chametz left over, so it's like, yeah, in Erev Pesach, what to do? So according to the Tosfos, and the way the Mashal is saying it, you can only have knedel, knedlach, mutton bowl, or matan shir, but not anything which has the same taste as the real matzah.
When Mashal says taste, does he literally mean taste, or does he mean the halakhic status of
the matzah? No, that's what it's saying. What do you mean by
the halakhic status? Sorry, the reality that it is matzah, the reality that it's matzah.
Yeah.
Is that what
he
meant, or
did
he mean that it's
taste? I'm not sure what the difference between the two are,
because
the reality is
the last commune would be Yemenite matzah, which is mamash halacha, it is kosher, shmura, Yemenite matzah, but it totally does not have the taste of the matzah that we're used to.
Yeah.
If you're an Ashkenazi eating one of these Yemenite matzahs.
No, you can't eat that, because you could have eaten that Yemenite matzah.
That has to do with the taste. That already has to do with the fact that it, the reality is,
I'm saying we could argue on this point in Dakis just to clarify what you're saying, but yeah, the answer is you can't. Saying, and as much as you can say, as much you can be ate with such a matzah in the night time, so that doesn't have a taste of matzah. It maybe doesn't have the taste of the matzah you plan to eat in the night time, it's never got a taste of matzah. So we could argue about this to break you down a bit, but that's, yeah, the halakha is you can't eat.
But it has a halakhic status as a kneidel or a pasta, no matter
how right.
It's not going to bend, right?
Right, indeed. Yeah. Right, so from 9 hours on, stomach of mincha, you can't eat anything. You can't even eat kneidlach, because you won't be able to have te'avon. That's the case with the Mishnah. Fruit is okay.
Why?
Because fruit, the Gemara is not the Mishnah Gemara says it's okay, you can even have that, because that doesn't fill you up like that. Mazonos fills you up more. I wanted to just mention something that came up yesterday, and then Siyata Dishmaya could only be explained that way. We discussed yesterday about whether on Yom Tov Sheni, so suddenly you have to keep Pesach Sheni, what do you do on Pesach Rishon? You start making Pesach Rishon. Do you eat matzah? Do you have avokados?
Yes.
What's off? Do you have more? I said yes. Suddenly you start me on Pesach Rishon. So Alokhi, he has to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. But what's his sin on Pesach Rishon? Does he have to have avokados? Does he have to have matzah and more? What's the din in that case? And can only be a Siyata Shmaya as usual. But I learned with a kid yesterday. I learned with a kid, and he's learning Perik Kol Shor, which is the second Perik. And there we discovered exactly that it says before that somebody who is Yaitza, somebody who is Pesach, he's Pesach Sheni, has to eat Matzah and has to have Moroi on Pesach Rishon. The only thing is, I have to find where. Sorry, but it's on Daf Chav Ches. And then Mistama, then, yeah, Mistama, because that's part of the Agoda. You have to have Matzah, so maybe you have to say that. I have to find where it was, but someone that has hit. So
he doesn't get
that. Doesn't get that. Right, doesn't get
that. And then on Pesach Shini, nothing is the same except Korban Pesach.
And then Matzah.
Do a Seder, only can eat Matzah. He doesn't have to read his house.
He doesn't have to read his house or comments. He has to have Matzah Mar.
Matzah Mar? What about the Korban?
No, you have to have matzah with it. Because it's part of the eating of the Pesach was matzah, mori, and Pesach. Kach, oya, also hino. It's man, so oya, as we carry on. So, okay, let's go on to the next pieces. Somach lemincha lo yoichal. Somach lemincha lo yoichal. What does that mean? Somach lemincha lo yoichal. Stomach to Mincha, what's that?
Near to, close to.
Near to Mincha, right. Half an hour before Mincha, that's what we saw in the Rashbam.
It's kind of cold, so.
Yeah, okay. Stomach to Mincha, Layotel. Ve'im Toima. No. What's Ve'im Toima? off spaces. Same time. Now, Omar v'Kolsah, it says in Kolsah, what's Kolsah, anyone know?
Second pair.
Second pair of Psachim. Omar v'Kolsah, the Tzeke Shal Nochim, dough of Goyim, Goyim that made dough Masa, Memali, Odom, Kristo, Mehem, you're allowed to fill up your belly with them. As long as on Seder night, you have in the end of the day a kizayis of matzah at the end of the Seder night. If you have a kizayis of matzah, you can eat your whole meal with non-shmura matzah. As long as you have a kizayis matzah at the end,
even Akedat Matzah.
You have your non-shmura matzah, don't make a broch on that. Non-shmura matzah. But Akedat Matzah the rest, yeah, you don't make a broch on it. Non-shmura matzah. And at the end of the night, you make, when you have your kezayis of matzah, Bafi Koimon, you make a broch on Akedat Matzah and you eat that. So what state is Kasha? Why? Here we're saying you can't eat. When can't you eat? Even during the day. And there we see you can eat matzah even in the night time. Sestira. On the one hand, in our Mishnah tells us you can't even eat matzah on from Somach Lemincha, and there we see you can eat Geisha Matzah even in the night time.
What's
the Seder?
Why is the Seder?
So often a Seder. Why is it not?
Because if you're allowed to eat Geisha Matzah, in other words, if it's kosher for non brocha eating,
right.
So why not? Why can't I eat?
Because you can't even eat Kneidlach after Mincha.
No, but she's thinking about now night.
Right, but it doesn't make sense. Why can't you eat Knezalach on Erev Pesach? Why can you not eat?
Because it's Samach Leminka Tanek.
And so what?
So therefore you cannot eat Kosher Shemata.
No, why can't you? What's the reason? What was the reason of Chazal?
Because it shouldn't be full.
You should have a nice appetite for the matzah.
You're not full. You come into the night.
By coming in the night time and I'm filling myself up with goyisha matzah, and then I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Am I going to have an appetite for that?
Nobody has appetite for the common anyway. That's made of a kind of matzah.
For the mitzvah of matzah. For the mitzvah of matzah. You have to have an appetite for the mitzvah of matzah, and you've already filled yourself up with booze. How can it be? How can it be that you can't eat Kneidlach and Erev Pesach? So you should have work up an appetite to eat your kizayis matzah, and come say to them, you can fill yourself up with everything before you go to your kizayis matzah.
But it's obviously just matzah is kosher somehow.
Kneidlach you can't even eat. So goyisha matzah should be better than that.
No, but you could eat kosher matzah all the night. You're also supposed to leave a little room for that.
Right, but at least with Rafi, and I think that's what Zeb was bothered about as well, with Afikoman, you're right, Afikoman is a mitzvah to eat it al hasoiva. The mitzvah is also a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of matzah. And that one we eat at the beginning of the meal. Here, this person is starting to eat the kazayis matzah. He's not eating kazayis matzah, he's eating the goyisha matzah, and he's going to be making the mitzvah's matzah at the end of the meal. No. So then he doesn't have an appetite. Okay. So what's going on?
Second night. Isn't it out of the order, though?
Oh, so you're asking a different question, which is a good question. Says Reb Mocha, it's out of order. What do you mean by that?
You say the bracha before the meal.
He won't. So maybe the bracha afterwards. No.
I don't. It's not part of the.
I'll make a mitzvah at the beginning of the meal, obviously, because on goyish matzah you have to make a mitzvah on it. And make a bracha on the matzah at the end of the meal. It's a bit out of order. It's not end of the world. He's going to be making bracha al achilas matzah at the end of the meal.
Not at the beginning.
And when he eats that, he's going on and have achilas matzah at the same time. He'll make a bracha on both on them. Well, you're not forgetting the story about eating matzah. Goyish matzah?
No, kosher from Shmur matzah.
He doesn't have it. You ask him why in the story about this? Right, I spoke out for this. What, you're asking the story why he's doing that?
No, I don't think he has to say. I don't think he has to intentionally say that that doesn't
happen. It does, it says it.
It says that it's mutter for him.
Memale odom kriyisoy mehem o bilvad o bilvad sheichol kizayis matzah o ba'achrino. He eats the kizayis in the end.
So you have to have that at the end.
Why do you have to have that at the end? That means he's not eating matzah before.
Exactly.
Not yet about this. He's not eating matzah. In order to get, let's check up the Gemara then. Stop Mem on the Dalit. Let's see.
Oh, that doesn't happen. This.
Oh,
that
happened this. I think from stock we're going to have a separate Gemara next time. All girls. Yeah.
Mem
Aleph is normal Gemara. Mem Amud Aleph.
I have to bring some of that out there.
Here, Mem Amud Aleph. So it says, yes, quite right.
What?
So Amar Avone is,
is it?
It's about 8 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. The last word in the line is Rav.
Okay.
You see it? Yeah. The last word in the line is Rav. Domar Avone, the tigish on Mochim. Odom, Memale, Kresoy, Mehem. A person fill himself up with them of Vav, Sheyechol, Kezayis Matzah, Bachorino. As long as he eats the Kezayis Matzah at the end. Bachorino in, only at the end. Rishayna Loit, the fact that he ate these Kezayis Kosha Matzahs at the beginning didn't help him. My time, and why? Shemzoleyavet Bo Shemo, he didn't do a good Shemo, he didn't do Shemira, they weren't. Shomo Lashay Mitzvah, Matzah, that was not used. Says Rashi. Rashi is the first wide line there. The Tzikis HaNochim. Tzikis HaNochim. Shemakir Behem Shalayichmi. So he knows that they didn't become Chomet. How do you know that? Shein Shom Leikani Chagovim. These are all Simonim of Chomet. Reshti Paponov. Okay, we'll leave that one out. So Ave Simon Siduk. It's a crack, and if it's a sign of a crack, it's a sign of Chomet. It's Simon Seor. If it cracks, it's a sign that it has already got yeast or something that rose inside it. Sourdough, right. Sheyechol Kizayis Matzah V'Achreina. Says Rashi, here we are. Debaha, with the first matzah he had, he was not yitzer his chiyuv matzah, because it wasn't shmurah. The apalpi shon roin, we see shenkan chimutz doesn't help. Miulam matzah shom mitzah shimu l'shmo be'inon. The matzah mitzah you need a shmir. So Mela, you have to. You weren't used to anything at the beginning. So you have to have bachreino. What's bachreino? Mitzvus achiloso. Sheim apesach ichoivo achiloso. The ikke chivus achiloso. The ikke mitzvus matzah says Rashi. This is Rashi by the way, not Rashi. The ikke mitzvus achila of matzah is the one that you eat with the afikoman. And the one that you eat at the beginning of the night is not the ikka mitzvah at all, says Rashi. The siv, Kral, the Potik says, Al matzah is umoyim yoichlu hu. You should eat the korban pesach with the matzah mar. So maybe you're not yoicha. The ikka mitzvah that you do is the one that you eat with the afikoman. For Pesach Nechalala Seva, Pesach eaten on the Seva, Gdistani, Maptim, Acha, Pesach, Afikoma. Like we find in Maptim, Acha, Pesach, Afikoma. So Rashi is saying it doesn't matter that you've filled yourself up with non-Shmur Matzah, because so what it's Seva, but it doesn't matter if it's Seva. So you'll be eating your Matzah together with your Afikoma, you'll be carrying Mitzvah's Matzah.
Say,
we have to break this down a bit. So in this case, when you're eating non-shmur matzah, you'd only make a bracha at the end of the Seder night. You only make a bracha at the end of the day. Now, when you eat your kedayit matzah, then you'll eat, you'll make a bracha on it. But the truth is, every Seder night we eat matzah and we make a bracha on it. According to Rashi, we're only mekayim mitzvah matzah at the end of the day. At the end of the night, we're only mekayim mitzvah matzah. But we make a bracha on achilas matzah already at the beginning of the night. We'll find out in places right at the end of the parak in Yetzer Hashem why that is so. But there's a reason for it. But back to where we're holding. We have to work out what places is what's going on here. Says in the Gemara over there, that your mekayim, your mitzvah of matzah at the end of the evening. And you can fill yourself up with bread and bread. Non-shmur matzah the whole day, the whole evening. Says Rashi, why? Because Pesach has eaten a soiva. Doesn't matter if you've got your appetite. Pesach has eaten a soiva. And yet, in our Mishnah it says that you have to make sure you have an appetite for your matzah. That's a direct steer. If Pesach eats an ala seiva and your matzah, you'll be eating as long as you've got an appetite. So why do I have to stop myself from eating on Erev Pesach so that I should have an appetite when I eat my matzah? Forget! The Ikum mitzvah's matzah is eaten after you've already filled yourself up somewhat. Huh? Right, so why do I have to stop myself eating on Erev Pesach? No. Rashi has explained that Gemara. It's the Kasha, like this is asked on the Gemara already. The Gemara there says, the Gemara on the Mishnah, the Gemara there says you are allowed to fill yourself up with non-shmur matzah. That means you're allowed to fill yourself up, even though you won't be coming to your afikoman with a terrific appetite. No, okay, because Rashi, you meant to eat it.
No,
it
was in the Gemara that you had your mitzvah matzah.
No, not, definitely not with non-shmur matzah.
No,
No, that's what he has. He has that. The non-shmur
matzah.
It says mamali, you're allowed to l'chatchila do it. It doesn't say b'di'evet. It says you're allowed to l'chatchila do it. You're allowed to l'chatchila fill yourself up. And Rashi is explaining why. Because it doesn't take away from my mitzvah of matzah, because matzah is meant to be eaten ala seiva. So it says that I don't understand what's going on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me I mustn't eat already from Somach L'mincha. It's not true, you're allowed to fill yourself up. Forget, it might be even more ma'odah to fill yourself up. The kasha is very strong. You're not going to eat until midnight.
You only have to be hungry at the end when you have any bread.
Not hungry. Not even hungry. You meant to eat ala seiva.
But also, it's not
seiva means sovera. That's right.
So, but this is now, it's a game changer. So you're saying now that when you come into, sun goes down and we're sitting there at the finish, nobody has to be hungry then. You have to be hungry at the end.
Not hungry. Seiva means that you're satisfied.
You
are satisfied.
You are.
So how does this sovata? No, when you eat your matzah at the end, you should be satisfied.
And you can't be satisfied before?
So what's wrong asking? If the mitzvah's matzah is meant to be eaten when you are satisfied, so what's wrong with eating and then from after mincha?
So all I have to do is worry about at the end of the seder.
And what are you worried about at the end of the seder? That you're full?
Yes.
So very good, so why can't I eat beforehand? Let myself fill myself up?
That fills us up.
So what's going on here?
Come up with another reason why we can't eat.
So we have to, the kasha is very strong. The kasha is very, very strong. We have to see what the terrible place is and whether we'll be able to understand the terrible place. But the kasha is strong. I'm sure you agree with the kasha.
Yeah.
It's mamish strong. And first the Gemara, you have to fill yourself up, and Rashi explains why. Because other Abba, Matan and Jesus are a Seva. That's my stuff to say this kasha. But it's true, Chayim. That the reason why Mimali opening Alatah is going to spin yourself out with non-shmur matzah is because there's no steer to that in the matzah, because matzah is eaten on a seiva. So Mimali, why on earth are you not allowed to eat knedilah from, or matzah shir from Somach L'mincha? Yes. Right, that's 100% true. I'll see if maybe we'll need to come on to that. When you're eating in one meal, a person knows at the end of the meal I need to eat. So he's not going to fill himself up. and it will call Siva Kidei Sheyechal Matna Leteovim. He's going to make sure he's got that space inside him, so he'll still have an appetite for the matzah. For that, becoming a matzah, the mitzvah's matzah, right? If somebody's eating matzah and things, matzah shir, ein adam nizo, a person isn't careful. Not that he can't be careful, he just isn't careful. Ve'oichel kol soivai, where there's a risk, he'll fill himself up so full, he'll eat kol soivai, and come in the night time, and he's not going to have an appetite for eating matzah.
With all the hours he has till he eats his avikot.
Yeah, because since he's already filled himself up so full, come night time, his belly is so full, that's it. That's it. He's finished for the night. Somebody's had a good supper.
We trust everybody that during the meal, when they're eating the matzah,
if I'm in the meal and I know I've got a beginning and an end, so then I know I have to leave room for the end. But if I'm eating in the daytime, I'll think I can eat more. Why will I think I can eat more? Now why? He knows he has to eat. He's not nothing. He knows he has to make a mitzvah. He'll think what Rafi said. Vistava, child of Lord, you saw it. He says, I can eat now. I can stuff myself now. I've got a few hours. Got the whole Maggid, the whole Manishkana, and the Halachmani, and all the rest. Until then, I'll have an appetite again. And he doesn't realize. Viadarabba, Yitzhve Yoisa. He'll be more satisfied. Why? He is Bore Chamaychel Bemeo. There's a fascinating thing that Rebbeinu Shem made in us. A person can eat. He'll be starving hungry, and he'll eat, and he won't have satisfied himself yet. I know that I can speak for myself. But yet, an hour later, I don't need anything more. That my appetite has gone completely. So Hashem did something in the body, that the body, when it receives the food, maybe it thinks it can have more. But then it realizes, no, that's enough. And that actually, what it ate, it's filled me up. So he eats, and let's say at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and say, oh, I've got more room for some more matzahs here, more room for some kneedla, or more room for some non-shemur matzahs. I'll eat them up, and then I've got more room. I've still got time. I've got another 5 hours until, at least 5 hours until the end of Seder night. All my kids, Joshua's, are going to tell me, you've got so much time. Come Seder night. Oh, he's got no room for clout. He's got no appetite whatsoever to eat the matzah.
And in the meal, you trust me to eat the matzah.
But in the meal, since it's not this idea that the food inside him will become his bar-vimeov, he knows exactly how much he's eating now, and he knows he's going to need to leave that space. He doesn't have this thing inside him that's going to change from thinking that he's got more room, and fits on me, doesn't have more room. So that's only over time. But in the meal, it's not going to happen. He'll be more satisfied. He's Borech HaMeichel B'Meov, because he'll be his Borech B'Meov. Now this thesis is for me a game changer, because when I learned the Mishnah to begin with, why mustn't you eat on Erev Pesach from Mincha Lamala? Why mustn't you eat? She has an appetite for the matzah. She should be like rearing to go. This says, that's not the shot. This is telling us, it's not that you should be an appetite, a hungry for the matzah. No, that's not what it means. It means you should still be able to eat it. You should still have an appetite to eat it. You'll be eating other food before when you get to your matzah. But you should still have an appetite. And that is like what Yossi told us, although maybe he didn't mean to tell us that. There's another reason why you mustn't eat an Erev Pesach, and that is, so you shouldn't come to have an achila gasa. Achila gasa means a grub way of eating.
and you're full.
If you're so, repulsive, not really that bad, and you're so full that you can't eat more, and you're stuffing yourself because you have to eat it, but it's not eating. And that's what the Rashbam on the Kuf Zayin on the base. The Rashbam says that's why, because you must have an achila gasa. If you eat an Erev Pesach, there's a risk, like Taisa says, that you'll be so full, you'll come stay the night, you'll be so full, you possibly be an achila gasa for you. Achila gasa, lo yishmei achila, you're not making a mitzvah with it. Like we bought that mitzvah, bro, not on stay the night, you have to be careful.
Wait,
you're worried
about achila gasa during the day or
at night? No, if you eat in the daytime, and come stay the night, you'll be an achila gasa. Because you'll be so full, you're in Yisbar v'meal, and you'll want to be a Mekai, Yisbar means you become blessed in your stomach.
Spent.
Yeah. Right. So I'll give you the biological fact finder, but the fact is, the person eats X amount, at the moment now he can think he can eat more. But in an hour's time he wouldn't be able to eat more. Because the food, the lotion is, it becomes blessed in his meal, in his intestine. But the fact is that your body then internalizes, it's got this food, and it says, no more, what's that? I can't eat anymore.
Whereas if you eat lots of during the
Suda,
there's not enough time for the body.
Right. If I'm eating during the Suda, so the body is still working, still listening, it's still the meal. It's only once I finish eating, then the body starts internalizing what it has. Right? So the Mela says, if I eat an Erev Pesach, I'll end up eating an Achila Gasa. When we talk about appetite, it means I've got no appetite to eat it. Meaning it's an Achila Gasa. It's an Achila Gasa. That you can't have a risk. So you can't eat anything an Erev Pesach, anything. You can't eat a Suda on Erev Pesach from Mincha L'Malo. Because if there is, you might eat too much. And if you eat too much, then you'll come to say that you won't be able to eat a thing. You won't be able to look at your matzah. And if you do eat your matzah, it's an achila gasa, you won't make a mitzvah. That's a game. On during the meal, says Pesach, it doesn't matter. He'll be able to play about it. Says, okay, there's no risk he's going to become an achilles kasa. No risk he's going to become a matzah that won't be have any appetite for it.
So why did he use the lesson that he's, during the meal he's going to be nisra? The way you're explaining it, not the fact that he's nisra, not nisra, during the meal there's not enough time for your body to...
Right, so that's what Pesach says. Pesach speaks out. Nisa means I know I have to eat X amount today, and I'm going to make sure I'll be able to eat that amount. Right? During the day, I'm also thought that other of you didn't realize that it had been his birth of the male. The male, although he thought he left enough space to eat his apikomon, or he thought that by that time it would have become his akil, his body would have made more space. He would have made more space. He didn't realize that whatever space he had for care, he got filled up. Right? But in the night time, he knows he has to eat X amount. So he'll make sure he'll be able to eat that bit. There is no risk about the time that he thought it would become his akil by then. Just been stuck on this point. I just want to make it clear. In the daytime, there's a double bia. Number one is he'll eat his full because he thinks that by the nighttime he will have more space. That's what he thinks. And it's just the contrary. He not only will not have any more space, it will grow inside him. Right? So there's two mistakes. He thought he will have more space. Why will he have more space? Because he'll be in his akil. It'll get
5 hours later.
It'll get digested. That's not true. Not only will not be digested, it will be digested, but he won't have the space because he'll be in his bar of the mail. In the night time, we don't have any of those bios. He knows he doesn't have more time. So he'll be careful to leave the space. That's the Muslim space. He knows he doesn't have more time, so he'll be careful to leave the space. And there's also no risk that what he eats will be a mistake, thinking that that's enough and it'll really grow. Because it won't grow during that time. So both points won't happen in the night time.
What happens to reasoning about the comparison of a puffin taking the collar,
right? That is,
and his father's house before they get to the blood. I mean, it seems to me, the whole reason for not eating matzah from this morning, it's thrown out the window. Because you're allowed to eat non-shmura during the Suda, and if you miss the matzah, it's already at the end. I mean, why even bother with, why not be able to eat the... makes no sense.
Means you don't understand it.
I could. Makes no sense to me.
The difference, if I'm doing it before the time of the mitzvah, I'm showing impulsiveness. I'm doing it before the time. The time of the mitzvah is the time of the chasna, the nisurim is after the chuppah. So if I'm doing it before that time, I'm showing a certain impulsiveness. That you can't do. But if it's already the time of the mitzvah, so then there's no problem eating this matzah or that matzah. There's nothing wrong having matzah before the mitzvah's matzah. The problem is trying to preempt it. I'm trying to preempt it and do it in a time that's not the right time. The Torah says, Balayla is it. To eat it, Balayla, or to eat matzah dafka in the night time. And I'm trying to jump the gun and eat matzah before the time of the mitzvah. It says, Chazal, that's a bad thing. We're trying to preempt the time of the mitzvah. Impulsiveness. But once the time has come, now I've got a choice of two matzahs to eat. So I'm eating one, even now there's not showing any impulsiveness.
Yeah, but...
You don't have it. You have money because that's a big
one. Why the delay?
Right, that's a question on the story. Why is he doing it? That's a question on the story. But that's not of a piece. We'll come to your point in a minute. Reb Zev has been saying something which Meiri says that Pshat in the Gemara then the Mali Adam creates the man. Pshat in the Gemara over there is because you only have one Kedai. That's all he has. That's all he has is one Kedai.
Of
Shmura Matzah. And there's a din to eat Alef Seiva. So Meili has non-Shmura Matzah beforehand. According to the Meiri, Chase's whole kasha doesn't start. Chase's whole kasha, he wanted to say, he doesn't understand why an Erev Pesach he might not eat anything. And here we're eating our thing on non-Shmura Matzah. The answer is, because here he's stuck. He has nothing else to eat. That's why. That's all he has. So maybe he has to eat it in order to be able to eat out of Seva. On Erev Pesach, where he should not eat it, but he should eat. So maybe the point of Seifas, the point of maybe it doesn't really hold so much water, but we'll see. One more point of Seifas. Seifas says in Dafkuf Zayin, Rava told us, look like this.
What does this mean to me?
Jarir means it's on Kuzayin at the bottom of the omelet.
Kuzayin
on the bottom of the omelet. Yeah, on the base, yeah. Chama migur goy. Chama migur goy means kufstein. Chama migur goy means that wine makes an appetite. Wine makes an appetite. It's like, you know, in the Brit, if your car breaks down, if somebody's car breaks down, who do you call? Those that went to Ulpan. No, you call a Gerau. It's a tow truck, right?
Tripoli.
It pulls you along, right? Schleps. So wine schleps, gives you more, wants to eat more. Wine makes you schlep more, right? Right, so Rava on Erev Pesach used to drink a lot of wine. They used to have a big appetite. Over here. Rava on Erev Pesach.
Rava
have a shoti chamra. Rava would drink wine. Kuli mali yuma de pisal. The whole Erev Pesach. Mali yuma is Erev. Erev Pesach. Yehecha de nigirei de libe. So they should have a big appetite. The nechel matzah tzvei lohusa. They should be able to have, to work up his appetite in order to have more. So what's Taisa want from that? What's our Taisa want from that? So Taisa is, the harder die, rather to come on. Back to our Taisa. Yeah, that was over there. The harder die, rather to come on. The chamra, goir, chamra, whets an appetite. Rather deduced Taisa on, the chamra, is wet and appetite. How does Rava know that? Because Rava carried on from the Gemara over there. Rava says, now you're allowed to drink, halachah is, you're allowed to drink wine between the two cups. You make kaddish, You can drink after kavod, you can drink other wine. You can drink other wine. Says Rava, why can you do that? When you drink wine, you're going to, if it's going to satiate you, then it's going to, you're not going to be able to eat matzah. Say, all right. You're going to eat matzah, say, all right.
And Rava.
So Rava said, I see from there that matzah creates an appetite. Not matzah. Wine creates an appetite. Doesn't distract from the appetite. So this halach is you're allowed to eat, drink as much wine as you like between the two cups. So then it must be that it gives an appetite, because if it makes you full, to satiate you, then you'll be eating your matzah. That's Rava's din. So what's Tesis' question? Tesis got a question now. Remember, let's go back to what Tesis said. Tesis said the difference differentiated between somebody who eats before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, where there is a risk that you'll be full and overkill, and somebody eats on Seder night, where then he knows how much he has to drink and eat, and therefore he will be careful to ensure that he will be able to eat afikoman with an appetite. So Tesis got a question now.
So with the wine during the Seder also help for the create an appetite even before the night?
That's not his question. I'm not sure, I'm not saying it very well.
I assume you're not saying it well, but I have a
question. Second question, when was Rava drinking the wine? When was Rava drinking the wine? Look back at the Gemara, because I have a face. Kulei Ma'al, that's right. Kulei Ma'al Yuma. On Erev Pesach he was drinking the wine. Rava was drinking the wine on Erev Pesach. Why? Because there must be that wine creates an appetite. How did you know that? Because you're allowed to drink wine on Seder night. That's not right. On Seder night you can drink wine because you know that you have to leave a certain space for your afikoman, and you'll be careful to leave that space. So on Seder night you'll ensure that you've got this space. So that's why on Seder night you're allowed to drink wine. But maybe on Erev Pesach if you drink wine, it'll be his boyish b'meyov, it'll be, it'll fill you up, and you wouldn't realize that. And that you shouldn't drink an Erev Pesach. What's the raya from Lel Seder to Erev Pesach? How can he bring a raya to say that on Lel Seder, since you're allowed to drink on Lel Seder, that tells me I'm allowed to drink also on Erev Pesach? It's not true. On Lel Seder, a person knows how much he has to eat, and therefore he's going to be careful. But on Erev Pesach, he'll think he'll still have time, and it really won't be true. So I could draw a drink on Erev Pesach.
But here's your brings up a point. So here's my cure, I'll drink a lot of wine, and it'll increase my appetite, no?
How does Rava know that? Father, did I grab it to come on?
It's a lot of wine makes you...
It's Rava who said it. Rava said, I know it. How do I know it? I know it because the Mishnah says you're allowed to drink between two cups.
Yeah.
Well, why are you allowed to drink between two cups? You'll fill yourself up. LMI won't affect your appetite. So says it's not true. Maybe it will affect your appetite, but it doesn't matter because you'll be careful to leave space for your appetite. Going on. And an Erev Pesach will fill you up in your own eat space.
You can't drink wine to wet your appetite.
It won't wet your appetite.
You ate too much.
It won't wet your appetite, it'll fill you up.
If anything is not the wine, it's the
carefulness
that he's having in the
air. Right.
So then we're throwing Rava's words out.
Right, let's face this question. Rather than Rava to come on the Chamagoi, these are all the words of Rava. Because if you say it satiates you, then our choices halalu between the first two cups and my ishta, why are you allowed to drink? That's Rava's taina. If wine satiates you, then why are you allowed to drink between the two cups? Says Tesis, Apalgav. This is Tesis' question. Apalgav, Tiboy, Tisuda, Nizai, Melechai, El Savai. Even though I just now told you that in the meal a person's careful not to eat too much, to leave that space to eat the more, so maybe that's why you'll have to drink the wine. Says Tesis, there's a Bachi. We take the other word, Aval. The Shia is actually Zoya. Drinking, a person can't be careful. Drinking makes a person take one cup, you want another cup, and another cup. So if wine would satiate you, there would no way Chazal allow us to drink extra wine. Cups of wine on Seder nights.
Because
by drinking extra cups of wine, you'll drink another cup of wine, and another cup of wine, and then you'll miss out because you're not because you'll be drunk, but because you'll be full. Says Rava, if I see that on Seder night you're allowed to drink extra cups of wine, it must be that wine
doesn't satiate
you. Other gives you an appetite.
Yes.
And if it gives you an appetite, then I can drink on it as well. And that's what he says.
But then, what
does Tosfos say? That's what they say. Tosfos says is that wine is different to fruit. Fruit, you can be careful. Wine, not. I just want to say, before I take the questions, I want to be able to read it in Tosfos, because Tosfos is very difficult to read. I just want to read it in Tosfos. From Vaho. So this is a question and an answer in one statement. Sometimes Tosfos, from Vaho, is the last word on the line. Just about, right? Sometimes Tosfos answers Vim Shleiman and Yishleiman. Sometimes Tosfos questions and answers all in one statement. Right here. So here's one where Tosfos like poses a point with an answer. Come on. Now what Rava deduced later on. The chamo goi. The chamo creates an appetite. The e omus. Rava said, because if you say it doesn't, but rather Mr. Said it says you between these cups. Why can you drink? That's what Rava said. And here's Satan's question. Even though that I just told you that in that meal you're careful from eating your full, here's the answer, Satan. With drinking you can't be careful. Here's the answer. With drinking is different. There's a difference between drinking and eating. As drinking, a person can't be careful, and therefore says Satan. Rava turned around and said, I know you're drinking wine during the Seder night. I know you're drinking wine during the Seder night, but you can't be careful how much you drink. If we allow you to have two, you'll have five. And if you have five, then you'll be full. And am I? You won't be full. Drinking wine doesn't make you full. Drinking wine creates an appetite. Right. That's the first halakha of Seder. The difference between eating and drinking. Second Malach of Tesis, Inami, another answer to answer his question. And his question was that how could Robert compare drinking on Erev Pesach to drinking on Seder night? Harry, on Seder night, a person more careful. Says Tesis, no, you've forgotten what Seder night's like. Between Rishin and Sheini, drinking between the first two cups, to Ike Agadat of the Halel, there's Agada and there's Halel. Dike, that's what Robert was being indicted from. The Domi the Sudacher. That's like another meal. First of all, drink a cup of wine after Kiddush, after Kalpa. Bali Lishnot Oskos. He wants to drink another cup. Hey, one second, Rabbi. If you drink, you won't have appetite for your matzah. I've still got another 2 or 3 hours of Agada. By then, my appetite would have come back. That's what this person will think, and he's in a stage, because the appetite won't come back, because there'll be his boyish b'meo. It will come bigger in your stomach. Rava said, if we allow you to eat, to drink an extra cup of wine between the two cups, what does that tell me? They won't do that. They will give you an appetite. If I give you an appetite, I can drink already on Erev Pesach. There's no difference between Erev Pesach and during the Leila Seder. Only during the meal.
So that's my question. My question was, if Rob is drinking wine all day long, so he's an appetite, why can't he eat a lot during the day and not be concerned about losing his appetite if he's too full, because the wine is what would counteract that.
Who says that wine can counteract being overly full? Wine doesn't. That means it increases, but doesn't mean take away your fullness. That means if I'm hungry and I drink wine, I'm going to have more of a desire to eat. It's not going to satiate me. But if I'm totally full, maybe wine can't can't negate that. I hear your point. I'm just saying maybe wine can't negate it. Sulfuric acid is not going to help.
Can't we say that one just doesn't fit you, but not that it's...
No, it does make you go. It does say...
Wakes your appetite.
Wakes, wakes. That's all.
They thought he's drinking wine to give him an appetite, but he's getting an appetite while he's drinking wine and eating more. Won't that get him to a place where he's going to eat as a satyr? Too full.
No, because he's not eating on the Erev. He's just drinking.
Oh, he's just drinking?
Just drinking. Erev is just drinking. He's drinking, drinking, drinking. He's not worried about being full. Not worried about being too full because... I'm going to leave you in the Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. I'd like to hear the Pesach from you tomorrow. What's the halacha about eating Knezach between Kalka and Magid? Okay, that's the Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. Somebody at Karpas is hungry. He wants to eat Knezach, matzah balls there. Between Karpas and Magid, is it allowed, yes or no? And bring some Makarios for what you're saying. I don't want to just know your belly sore, is it? We want to know Makarios. Makarios.
Well,
my name is Davis. In the morning, in the Friday, in the little thing together, he's making kiddush. Right, we go off and then you make uchat, karpas, right, we have donna, and now you want to have mezainis.
Between kiddush and karpas.
Between karpas and magid. What's the mezainis? Is he allowed to have mezainis between karpas and magid? Yes or no? And with some basis, based on what we've learned, obviously, not based on some zohar somewhere, based on what we've learned, are you allowed to eat knedlach between karpas and magid?